of my life. Ever since I've been born, I never heard a man speak like this man before. I never heard a man speak like this man before. All the days of my life, ever since I've been born, I never heard a man speak like this man before.
Father Cares, The Last of Jonestown, from National Public Radio.
How do you feel about you may die tonight?
I'm prepared to die for this family if I have to for freedom. Thank you, Daddy.
A story of murder and a story of suicide in the jungle of Guyana.
Congressman Brian, you're a wicked man.
A story told by many voices, including the voice of one who might have been there, one who survived. In the aftermath of Jonestown, the FBI found in the jungle hundreds of tape cassettes, 900 hours of recordings made in Guyana and some in California. James Reston Jr., who had visited Jonestown in the days just after the tragedy, filed legal action under the Freedom of Information Act to obtain access to the tapes. Reston has now written, Our Father Who Art in Hell. This radio program is the story of The Last of Jonestown, based on Reston's research for his book, including the actual tapes, the recordings of the voice of Jim Jones, and the followers of People's Temple. The story ends on the night of November 18, 1978. You will not hear the actual tape from that night, the sounds of death. You will hear a reconstruction of that night. The program does contain material and language that may be offensive to some listeners. The narrative was designed by James Reston Jr. and Noah Adams to share the consciousness and memory of those who knew what happened in Jonestown.
At the end, he would say, he was born out of due time. The world not ready for his message. He was too highly evolved. His principles were too pure, his commitment too deep, his love too all-embracing for this time, for this planet consumed as it was with hatred and racism and greed.
The most segregated institution in America is the church at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning.
The most segregated institution in America.
The most racist institutions are the churches.
You
can listen to the broadcast over and over, all
you can listen
these
to
religious broadcasts.
You can hear hate.
If you just listen with a close ear, with a scrutinizing mind, you can hear hate all the time, teaching people to hate one another.
Perhaps Father was evil decades before. Perhaps he was insincere and cruel and even bestial from the beginning. But he was surely bold and exciting, with an animal sexuality. His voice was captivating, his presence commanding, his power was overwhelming.
I've got to find out who's willing to think.
The truth will set.
It's only right that I get somebody to be like I am.
All others are deceived.
I want you to be like me. I don't want you to worship me. I want you to be like I am. I want you to become what I am. I want you to enjoy the fearlessness that I have, the courage that I have, the compassion that I have, the love that I have, the all-encompassing mercy that I am. I want you to be what I am and something greater. I want you to give you more than I have. I want you to be greater than I am. And if you don't want to go this route, then go to hell where you want to, but don't bother me.
He rose from a silent stage in the early 70s, a passive time, and gathered needed passive followers. So this is their story, too. They, too, complicit in the crime of Jonestown. He would tell them so at the end to urge them on. Father had always thought of himself as a historic figure, and therefore, knowing that everything he said was important, he recorded his descent into history. Starting early on, when the People's Temple was rising with enthusiasm in the Redwood Valley of California, when he proclaimed he was divine.
We're dealing with some serious matters.
Oh, thank you, Father.
And devised ways to show it.
All right, thank you, because I'm going to heal you now and save you from the worst death I know, your throat being opened up and having a tracheotomy and having unable to speak. You want to take away the hoarseness that's in the morning? Now, you just begin to vomit and the cancer will unlodge. Unlodge. Here. Hands clasped. Hands clasped. Oh, it's all right. Just clap your hands. I think it'll be better. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed by the Spirit. Now, just put your hand in there and vomit. Put your hand in. Keep on clapping. She's putting her hand in her mouth. To loose it. To loose it. Spirit.
It's not the mic. It's not by power, but by my spirit.
Now, now, I feel it loosening. Now it is, now it is. Now it comes. There it comes. Spit it out. There it is. All of it's gone. Gone. All gone. There it is, the blood. Spit it out on the floor and on the hand.